Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy John Deeney being back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the purveyor of the outstanding blog, awakeat2o'clock.com. He is the retired former leading franchisee of the Alternative Board, helping, I don't know, something under a million small business owners with their careers over the last 100 years. He's been doing this. He's the author of an award-winning book, the one book that I'm jealous that I didn't write, Hunting in a Farmer's World. And he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always great, even though I feel ancient now.
I know. Well, maybe not 100, maybe like 95 or so, right?
Yeah, well, that's close. Thanks.
That's how I feel sometimes. Hey, John, I know you've pretty much you've redirected the focus of your career on helping people with I'm just going to say it this way, they're divesting themselves of their company, right?
Right.
And so,
right.
I was just going to say that I've been worried about small business owners for some time now because of the economic conditions. But more recently, I've started about another way, and that is from a demographic standpoint. For more small business owners, we're not getting any younger. Thousands of us are going to sell or close up this year. And the people following us to buy our businesses, the new research is out that they're not as entrepreneurial as we are.
Right.
And so that makes me worry from a demographic standpoint about small businesses in America. What do you think? Am I over-dramatizing it?
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, the shocking thing is, and I guess small business isn't a big enough, small business owners aren't a big enough demographic to affect TV ratings.
Right.
I'm astonished that this isn't a major story.
I know. Well, small businesses are not important to the media, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, they don't have a concentrated buying power, and that obviously reduces their influence with people who sell advertising for a living. But
we're almost, you know, like a novelty, like when the new tigers are born at the zoo or something. You know what I mean? We're like a novelty when some kind of little facts pop up, they report on that, and that's it.
Yeah, everybody rolls it out. Well, they don't even roll it out once a year. Labor gets once a year, but as you point out, every right. year, mm-hmm. you know. Small business would have to be on a Sunday so we didn't have to pay more people
That's
to take
right.
a day off.
That's right. Yeah.
But, no, there's millions of boomers that are business owners. We still own over 60% of the businesses with employees in the United States. And right now, as of 2017, we're hitting age 65 at a rate mm-hmm. of 10,000 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is a major issue. And when they say the new generation isn't, or the Xers and the millennials aren't as entrepreneurial, it's a different set of values. They aren't interested in brick-and-mortar businesses where they have to be first in the morning, last out at night, mm-hmm. work a 55- or 60-hour week, and sacrifice family time to keep the business going. That's a boomer work ethic.
And sweat equity.
Right.
The concept of sweat equity is not as always there.
Well, and they don't
and we're generalizing.
Any other kind of equity because they're
broke.
We're
generalizing here. We admit that out front.
Sure. I know very, very hardworking Gen Xers.
I do, too.
I know boomers that are slackers, too.
Yep, absolutely. But as a demographic, as a generation, this is what we're saying.
Right. The whole boomers in the late 1970s drove the white collar work week from about 42 hours to 54 hours. I mean, we were phenomenally competitive because there were so many of us, and we went into business in record numbers. And a lot of them are service business.
And one of the reasons why what you just said happened was because not wasn't necessarily because we were so entrepreneurial as much as it was that we got laid off and that we went back and did the job that we were doing as an employee as a contractor.
We got laid off. We got, you know, we were independently downsized. Minded. We had been raised to believe that we could all have the brass ring.
Yep.
And we had that expectation. And, you know, one of the stats that I talk about in around the country often is we tripled the number of college-educated workers in society in about 15 years. So all these corporate jobs where if you had a college education, you were kind of guaranteed a clear road. All of a sudden, there were five other boomers on the road with you.
Exactly. So John, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and discuss how, you, as a small business owner with a business to sell, how you do that in this environment.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.